This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Occupational Health and Safety Administration is expected to face a tongue-lashing in Washington today. The separate Chemical Safety Board has evidence that OSHA did not adopt safety recommendations that might have prevented a fertilizer plant explosion in West Texas. But as Gigi Duban reports, there are some in that town who don't think this is the Fed's business.
Kirk Wines owns Old Corner Drug in West Texas. He lives near the fertilizer plant that exploded in April.
I was 300 yards away when it blew up.
14 people who were closer died in the blast. The Chemical Safety Board blames lax oversight. In Senate testimony last month, the board's chairman, Rafael Maure Erasso, criticized OSHA for not monitoring the chemical that caused the West Texas tragedy.
OSHA has not focused extensively on ammonium nitrate storage and hadn't inspected West since 1985.
But Wines doesn't think better regulation would have prevented the disaster.
I think this was a freak accident, and it's one of those things that happen.
OSHA told me it wouldn't comment on an ongoing investigation. The Chemical Safety Board didn't return calls ahead of today's meeting, where it's expected to push again for tighter controls of hazardous chemicals. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.